This is an ABC Radio National podcast. For full details, abc.net.au/rn.
Good morning. Sue Clarke with you for Perspective. The New Individualism, The Emotional Costs of Globalisation, is authored by Anthony Elliott and Charles Lemmett. Last week at this time, we heard from Anthony. Today, we hear from Charles Lemmett. Charles is Andrus Professor of Sociology at Wesleyan University in Connecticut in the USA, and today he talks on the heroic individual caught between two cultures.
The modern hero is at best a myth, the legendary individualist of Western drama, the grand and conquering man of war or of some other struggle along life's way. The world, as it has come to be early in the 21st century, is one with few heroes. Today, it is not easy to conquer the bewildering differences on the globe of human life. The rubble of suffering is everywhere, mercilessly reminding us that social differences are seldom benign. They metastasize into inequality so ruthless that in globalized time, no one can escape them. Today's two cultures are no longer those of C.P. Snow in 1959, between humanist and scientific cultures. A half century and a new millennium later, the conflict is between a global elite whose culture is neither literary nor scientific, and the miserable masses they would ignore if only they could. The privilege cannot outrun the tumble of images coming down daily. Cultural privilege today is reserved for those who understand the language of electronic connectedness, those willing to subject themselves thereby to its demands. Call for help from Bristol, get an answer from Bombay in a voice trained to narrow the range of differences among the accents of the English language. This is what the world has come to, a world that excludes those without access to digitalized possibilities. This other culture of the excluded are not excluded simply for want of a line to the web. Even in the Nubian desert, there is a mobile phone or workstation somewhere. Such things may be nearby, but they might as well be on some other planet. People who scratch the hard, dry surface of the globe to survive another day to feed their dying children are, in real terms, not of this world at all. In this world of broken heroes, most of the human population is not connected to global privilege, because they are confined to deserts or dank forests to suffer AIDS, malnutrition, civil strife, displacement, homelessness, and worse. They live in camps and tents, cardboard and tin shelters. They drink nasty water, scratch or beg for food, resorting to weeds and garbage. They shiver the nights away on wastelands of despair the connected cannot or will not imagine. Viewed in light of developments such as these, the very idea of heroic individualism is jargon from an ancient world of tired ideals. The classic values of individualism, even the new ones, are in many important ways the symptoms and often the causes of the present world's sharp two-culture divisions. Hence the irony. The cultural divide between those with access to the electronic world and those excluded from it is itself the midwife of a widening recognition of the harsh realities. Those with worldwide web power can and do see the world. At any given moment, say June 18, 2004, at 1400 hours Eastern Standard Time U.S., just at that moment, word came from Riyadh of another beheading. The word flashed on the screen within minutes of the event. The pictures of this horror were immediately available on the internet. At the same time, in Atbara, at 2100 hours East African time, the evening, the temperature had just begun to dip below 40 degrees centigrade as dust storms whipped down from the Nubian emptiness through the city outskirts. Further to the west, the desert dust covered children fleeing the Janjaweed killers in Darfur. There, word of the beheading of a stranger, while not a matter of indifference, does not rise to the level of news. Off the screens of teleconsciousness, people see decaying heads along the sandy roads to safety. In global terms, Riyadh and Darfur are virtual neighbors just across the Red Sea from each other. But for the connected and the unconnected, they are distant stars of an alien time and place. In Riyadh, one sees the beheading of human decency. In Darfur, one turns away from the storms that kill ever more slowly.
Charles Lemmett from Wesleyan University in Connecticut with today's perspective. And you can find more details on the book, The New Individualism, The Emotional Costs of Globalization, on our website, abc.net.au/rn, and follow the prompts. On ABC Radio National, it's 5 o'clock. It's news time.
ABC Radio National. More than 60 programs, more than 260 transmitters Australia-wide. And we're live on the net as well as media on demand streams. Find out how to get more out of Radio National. Go to abc.net.au/rn. And for the full list of MP3 and podcast programs, abc.net.au/rn/podcast.